people turning into primal, instinctual animals. If they can't feed their family and their children, what do you think they're going to do? This is not just a United States issue. The United States is the hub, but the blast radius of it, of when this thing happens, is going to engulf the entire world.
All right, welcome back to our interview with Gregory Mannarino here on brightvideos.com. This is part two of our interview, and in the first part, Gregory laid out in great detail the problems that are coming in terms of the erosion of the dollar, the massive money printing, banking surveillance, the great taking kind of thing that's about to happen. And it should be obvious to anybody paying attention that this is where things are headed. But what about solutions? What can you do right now in order to protect yourself? Now, our guest, again, Gregory Mannarino, his website is traderschoice.net. I encourage you to visit him there. And also he has a Substack called Gregory Mannarino. So welcome back, Gregory. It's always an honor to have you on. And I really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it so much, honestly.
Well, you're a real authentic human being. I'm honored to know you, and I follow your work, and I really appreciate everything that you do. So like I said, can you talk to us about some solutions? And just as a disclaimer, this is not financial advice. Everybody do your own research. Don't take this as investment advice. But Gregory, what would you lay out for people in terms of actions they can take right now?
Right now, people have just got to say they've had enough. That's really the truth. I mean, look, man, staying ahead of this whole game from a financial standpoint is really the easiest thing on the face of the earth. That's not even, and we'll get into that too. It's look, man, they want you to think that, you know, the markets are some kind of mystical thing here, and how to work your way through it and stay ahead of it, and the dollar and the whole system together. It isn't. It's just too easy to figure out how it works. The underpinnings are very, very basic here. But really what it comes down to, man, is we have to band together as a people and really say, you know, this is not what we want anymore, and make our own choices, our own decisions. You're not having them made for us, unfortunately, because that's what's going on. And the elite class here, they want us to keep, you know, look, man, the bottom line is we have to fight against where they're pushing us, and they're thrusting us into what I've been saying now for 10 years, some yet to be defined version of neo-feudalism, extreme haves, extreme have-nots. And I think this could potentially, again, look, we have to look at what's eventually this going to lead up to. We can look at the stock market and say, yeah, it's trading on multiples that really are out of control because of course, debt expansion. The market has to readjust and trade on higher multiples, with the dollar being weaker, has to do the same thing. With regard to rates being artificially suppressed, it actually and literally opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets and coming out of places where it should be going into. It creates massive distortions and malinvestment across the board, all of which will eventually correct. But until see what people don't have really the biggest, maybe even the slightest idea about, is that everything derives value from debt market action. In other words, you could say that the entire stock market itself is nothing but a derivative, meaning it derives value from debt market. Now, that mechanism has propelled the stock market to where it is here. The market, we've never seen a leverage like this in the market before. That means people have borrowed from Tom, Dick, and Harry and whoever else they can to just participate in this market, which seems to be unstoppable enough, not even war or higher crude oil get in its way. And what's happening here with this changing of the guard at the Federal Reserve, now going from Powell to Kevin Warsh, it looks like this is the guy, you know, Trump's new guy. He's you know, talking about reform. It's a joke. It makes me laugh. We know that they can't stop, and they won't stop creating the fostering the wealth transfer effect, the higher market, the destruction of our economy from within. Because it's amazing. It's the same mechanisms that are vaulting the stock market higher, which are the same mechanisms that are crushing our economy. We don't need a weaker dollar, as we said in the first segment. We need a stronger dollar. And that means we need much higher rates, which won't be allowed to happen, because that would do what? That would hit the stock market. That won't be allowed to happen either. So the market will trade on higher multiples until it doesn't. And to finance all this debt, the rates have to be suppressed. So this guy, the market is trading on rescue. I wrote a piece on this morning that Walsh here is going to be the guy to continue to vastly devalue the currency, vastly inflate the debt by any mechanism you possibly can. The Fed Treasury complex, I call them, they basically cornered the U.S. debt market right now because of their merger. And that whole, so if we realize these things are going to happen, you know, so we have to put ourselves in a position to first of all, realize it is happening and it's going on. But then what is the outcome? The outcome isn't just a market crash that we spoke about in part one. Market crash is the least of our problems. Yeah, sure. The 1-2% is they'll be out of the market before everybody else. They have their golden parachutes, of course. But it's not people who have their 401ks and all this stuff. They're trapped in there. And they have a real problem when this does eventually come down to reality. And in reality, you could sidestep it all you want, but eventually reality will kick in. Now, the Fed Treasury complex, the merger between the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury now has put them in a position, I say it's checkmate, meaning they're the lenders and buyers of last resort. They're the ones that can manage the yield curve and do anything that they want with it until they feel, well, you know, there's enough people dependent on the current system. People have suffered so much, they'll take whatever we want to give them. And then, of course, they'll stop doing that and the market will collapse in on itself. It'll be an implosion like people won't believe. But that's, again, the least of our issues. The problem is going to end up being what, not just what I've been warning about for a decade, people like you've been warning about. We have Jamie Dimon now, the CEO of JP Morgan. We have Hank Paulson here, former Treasury Secretary during the financial crisis, warning of a debt market crisis. And that is a credit freeze event where all transactions stop. So look, man, so what does this tell us? So we need to band together and realize, again, we're going to need each other and we are going to be thrust deliberately. This is not a comedy of errors. There's no mistake here. This is all 100% deliberate, driving us into this situation so they can extort even more control out of the people. Now, this is, look, yes, man, it's too easy to figure how this is going to play out. If we end up, and we will, there's no, don't listen to me. Listen to Jamie Dimon now and listen to Hank Paulson and many others are saying the same thing over this credit event, this credit freeze that was happening during the financial crisis. And that's why they had to pump billions into the system to kind of free it up. Okay, they can't do that now because, again, the system will already have been imploded on itself. So what they need to do is, again, institute the new system, which they already have ready to roll out. All digital, completely trackable across the board, new banking system, new rules, new paradigm, and the whole thing. So it's really the credit freeze event that we have to prepare ourselves for. People need to realize what it's going to mean for them when they don't have access to their own cash anymore, because it won't even, first of all, the cash isn't even there. So we spoke about this in the first segment here. The cash that people work for, they think it's theirs. I went out there and I worked for it. That means it's mine. It's not theirs. They work for the privilege of borrowing it into existence, and then it's owed back to the issuing central bank, in this case, the Fed, plus interest to create nothing. We don't even own that. We own nothing. It's an illusion. All of it is an illusion. So we need to prepare for a credit event, and that means people need to have access to resources, because it's going to come down to a resource problem. I'm going to go on, but ask your question.
Okay, well, no, I want you to link that then, the debt crisis and the illiquidity in financing, to what that will do to farming and agriculture, because almost all food is grown on debt, you know, and because farmers, you know, gosh, look at the cost of the inputs and how many farmers are on the verge of bankruptcy. Anyway, so I want you to cover, if you would please, the interrelation between the liquidity of the debt market drying up and what that does to the food supply.
Everything stops. This is going to come down to a resource problem. I've warned about this for 10 years, maybe, I think 10 years ago, I wrote a piece called Global Debt and the Human Bubble. It did not get the attention that it should have. It's still out there. And I urge people to just open up a window and just, you know, put it in Global Debt and the Human Bubble. And you'll see the piece I wrote. And I said exactly how this would play out. A system lockup means the resources will not be available, and this will create pandemonium in the streets. What did Bernanke say? Bernanke said, again, the stock market at that point, when he was rushed into Washington to talk about pumping billions of dollars into the system, he said we won't have an economy, not a market. The Dow had already fallen 50%. Okay, well, that wasn't the issue. It was the economy. The system will freeze. It will lock up. The availability of resources will be non-existent. The government's going to have to step in and, you know, and bail out the people until they transition to the new system. But they're going to make people suffer more first. So with that said, man, I mean, this could lead to what? Pandemonium in the streets. People at each other's throat. People turning into primal, instinctual animals. If they can't feed their family and their children, what do you think they're going to do? This is why I'm saying we need each other. We need to come together and realize this is where we're being deliberately thrust into. People walk through time and space. Look, man, they've already divided people by any manner they can possibly come up with here. If you can't serve that party or this party, the two wings of the same bird, and neither one of them has our, and I have my condolences if your allegiance is with this party or the other party, don't matter.
Right.
It's the truth, man. They really, really do. They really, you know, you can't serve two masters either, you know, like it's in the book, and I think you know what book I'm talking about. But anyway, so that's the main thing, is people need to come together and realize that they were not each other's enemies, and we are going to need each other. And the bottom line is, since we know this is coming, there's still time to change it. We still have an opportunity here to say enough. And if enough of us got together and said enough, we don't want this. This is not, well, I don't care what color hat you wear. And you know, saying this is not what I want. This is not what I voted for. Now I'm actually able to see where we're going with this. And this is going to thrust the entire, this is not just a United States issue. The United States is the hub, but the blast radius of it, of when this thing happens, is going to engulf the entire world. Henceforth, new system, new world order, it's all there. And the banks around the world are all adopting the same rules, the same everything. It's all the same system. And the people of the world are forced to live in it and under it. Now, what people have to realize is the system is not sustainable. They know that. They're going to continue to do anything they can to keep it going here, devaluing the currency via any mechanism they could come with, pulling more debt into the system. War just happens to be the one that they're utilizing right now. And they're going to prolong it. It's going to be dragged out and dragged on and on and on and on. It's not going to end anytime soon. We didn't win on day one. We didn't win on day whatever today is, 9 or 10 weeks. They're not winning anything. Again, not a core object, not one single core objective has been fulfilled.
Wait. But so again, I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me stop you right there. You said something really critical, that this war is going to be dragged out. Now, Trump has alerted his people that the blockade, the U.S. so-called blockade, which whatever you want to make of that, will continue for a long time to come. It sounds like it's going to be months or even the rest of the year. But yet, if that happens, as you know, Gregory, the day-by-day destruction of the infrastructure of modern civilization and our economy and our food supply and our industry is going to become absolutely just catastrophic. It's like Trump is actively committing suicide for planet Earth or something, you know? It seems demonic, actually.
It does seem demonic. You know, if this continues the way that it continues right now, with the way the United States is now exporting oil to fill the hole out of our strategic petroleum reserves, we have 4.5 months of oil left that we're dry. We're done. Okay. That will create a system of absolute pandemonium. Everything. Could you imagine what that is going to do potentially to our nation here? This is a clear and present immediate danger. The fact that our president is now allowing nations to use the United States as a hub of oil out of our own strategic reserves. This is a national security issue with a war that we all know is going to continue to go on and on and on and on. And the people are going to be, this all plays right in together as absolutely everything that we've been talking about. It's not going to stop the pressure on the people. There is potentially going to be rationing. You can only imagine what that's going to mean for the price of goods and foods and everything. Everything is shipped by oil. Over 6,000 products are made with oil. The issue here is immense, and it's being done quietly. I urge people to look it up. I did a whole piece on this morning about what's happening with the availability of physical barrels. You got the paper market, and everyone's looking at the paper market and where it's trading. That doesn't exist. It's not all the elemental chart, kind of like, you know, physical gold and silver versus the paper derivative. The paper derivative doesn't exist, but the physical metal gets, you know, prices off of that until you get this disconnect as well, which is actually happening right now with regard to crude oil. Physical barrels are selling at a premium, about $140, $150 a barrel.
Right, right.
Now, with this, with Trump allowing the United States to sell off its strategic reserves of oil and gasoline, they're plummeting right now with a war that has got nowhere to go except worse from here. You're kidding me. So again, we're being set up. It is absolutely a setup across the board. People are going to pay for this literally, and the cost of living has got nowhere to go but much, much, much higher. Take the war out. Let's strip the war out. Does anyone believe that currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, invested expansion is going to stop? No, because the system, that's the backbone of the system. Now, going back to what people can do. Okay, I've been telling people for 1,000 years now, it seems like, you know, bet against the system. Bet against the debt-based system. How do you do that? Hold hard assets, physical gold, physical silver, right here. My favorite asset of all time, right here. Financial asset, silver. My favorite asset. Even at today's prices, we haven't seen anything yet. How do we know where this is going to go? It's too simple to me. Okay. We have to make a determination of where do we believe that the stock market is eventually going to go. We already realized it's the stock market, in my view, is 8 to 9 times overvalued at this point. It could be, could be more. Yeah. Based on where this can eventually go. Okay. Now, so if we think about whatever that even means, I mean, if you want to pull an arbitrary number, if you want to say we're going to bottom out the Dow, I don't know, I say 8,000. Let's just throw a number out here. I say gold's going to 8,000 or twice that with regard to twice the Dow, either par Dow or twice Dow. And then with regard to silver, I say we're going to 15 to 1 to gold, maybe even 10 to 1. So that, I mean, look, man, that's where I see this going. I've been telling people the same thing for 1,000 years. But that's really – so at today's prices, I mean, it's the deal of the century in my view.
I agree with you.
Yeah. You know, I've been buying this stuff for many, 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 many years. I've been telling people the same thing. You know, buy this stuff. Don't even think about the price. Just buy it because we're not trading it. Okay, look, I don't sell this stuff. I don't have a dog in the fight here. I believe people need to do this from a financial standpoint to protect themselves. But again, we're talking about a market meltdown on an epic scale, but that's not even the real issue. The issue is, of course, the locking up of the system, which that's where they're thrusting us into, and they already have the new system ready to roll out.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro. But that's it, man. You know, look, we gotta
also. And thank you for covering that practical advice there. It's critical for people to understand. I think this is going to be the era of counterparty risk. And physical gold and silver, as you teach, has no counterparty risk. It's one of the few assets that has that property, maybe the only real one. But a stock market has counterparty risk. You know, obviously treasuries, obviously money in the bank has counterparty risk. All that counterparty risk is going to become force majeure, in my opinion. And you're already seeing that in industry around the world, and declarations even from Qatar Energy declaring force majeure. We can't meet the gas delivery contracts. Done. Oil, force majeure on deliveries. Even the data center construction contracts are going to go force majeure in many cases, in my opinion. But we're about to wrap this up. I'm going to mention your website and your newsletter, but can you just, as a last thing, can you speak to that counterparty risk and the importance of understanding that and avoiding that?
Absolutely. My God, man. You know, if you're holding, these are mine. These are mine. They're no one else's but mine. There's no counterparty risk here, no associated risk from any angle. But everything has risk, man. You know, and right now we're in a state of emergency with regard to counterparty risk. There's no doubt about it. And when they are ready to just let this go, the Fed Treasury complex right now, I'm telling you, my friend, is the greatest threat to our situation that we have currently. And this merger allowing them to control the debt market, essentially here, currency as well, the dollar being a unit of that, has literally put a checkmate on us all. And we need to, this needs to be pulled apart. This merger, first of all, the whole thing has to be pulled apart. We need to rebuild the system from the bottom up. And that's, you know, eventually, look, when people right now are faced with a choice. whether they're going to deal with what's coming or they're actually going to do something about it. Now, if they feel powerless, that's too bad, because they're not. We have a chance here to turn it around. And we could say, no, we do not. When Trump says, again, it's his favorite thing, we need a weaker dollar. Weaker, really? People can't survive as it is now. We need lower rates. That means, of course, a weaker dollar. Now, how does the Federal Reserve lower rates? Does anyone want to even think about how that happens? They can't just wave a magic wand and just kind of say it. They have to get into the market and manipulate it and make it happen. They have to print the cash out of nothing and buy the debt.
Yeah, they have to buy the debt. Exactly.
So, I mean, man, people don't even understand these basic concepts of what it means. If we look at what has happened to the Federal Reserve during Trump's last tenure, look, I was no fan of Biden. I had more names for this guy than anyone on the face of the earth. And some of them I was kind of ashamed of, because I think the man's actually demented. But I didn't like his policy, and I certainly don't like this guy. But this guy makes Biden look like an angel in many respects, because with him, he doesn't hide it. He doesn't hide what he's trying to do, because he knows he can get away with it. See, Biden, he was in a state of delusion because he was actually losing his mind. I think he was actually suffering from dementia. Now, Trump here, you know, he thinks he could say things, and by decree, they just are what they are. But that's not true. I think his people are starting to wake up. And look, man. We got to say enough. That's all I have to say. Yeah, and prepare for a worst freaking case scenario, because that's where we're going. And this isn't speculation anymore. It's a fact. You can just connect the dots. That's all I do. I'm a macro guy. I literally sit there and I write things down and I connect dots. I really do. It's like a game. And I say, okay, well, if this is happening, what are the most likely outcomes here, and what will be the end result? And by doing that, being able to stay ahead of the curve, like unbelievable. Light years ahead of the curve. And we're going to continue to do this for people, you, me, people like us as well. Let's do this, man. People that are listening to this, please share the work. Please get it out there, because we're really at a critical juncture.
And let me mention, you've got a newsletter that's ridiculously affordable but highly valuable. I want to mention that. It's available on your website, traderschoice.net. I think it's just $40 a year. Is that right?
It's $40 a year for people who can afford it. If other than that, it's free.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Reach out to me if you can't afford it.
Who can complain about $40 a year? That's like a hamburger and fries at a restaurant these days.
I know. I've given away thousands of these, man. But you know, it's okay, man. If people tell me, Greg, I believe them. I'm not going to ask them for proof. If they say, Greg, I can't afford it, but I want to be part of it, I'll give you a free subscription. But participating in this, we're putting that cash to work. We're doing things with it. And eventually, man, look, and I hope you'd want to get in on this, or maybe your people listening. My dream is to actually build a community, not an online community, an actual physical dwelling place where we can build a self-sustaining community of lions. That's what I call them. Your people are lions, my people are lions. Let's get together, all of us, and make this a reality. But it's going to need enormous funding. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to just cost people $40, but that does help us get this thing going here, not only supporting charity events all over the nation, all kinds of things, food drives. Food drives is the number one thing we're supporting right now. And right now we're doing about 15 food drives around the country. And if anyone wants to do a food drive and you want funding, reach out to me on Substack. I am willing to fund it for you, help fund it.
Yeah, you know, we share that with you. We've donated over $1 million.
You got to do it, man. We got to do it. This is how we all get involved.
Yep.
And I want more people to get involved. And I want to thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sorry to cut you off there, but we're out of time. I do want to thank you as well. And traderschoice.net is the website. Also, you have a Substack. I encourage people to check out Gregory Mannarino, MANNARINO, there at Substack as well. So, Gregory, thank you so much. And I want to encourage our audience, if they missed part one of this interview, that's also available at brightvideos.com. But thank you so much, Gregory, for your time and for your heart, for your effort for humanity. You're very much appreciated. It's nice to know you.
You too, man. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank all of you for watching. Hope you got some inspiration and some information here, some practical things. Remember, the window of opportunity to take new actions here is closing rapidly. And Greg is correct, I believe, about his warnings. You should heed his warnings because a storm is coming. It's going to be brutal. So get prepared and you'll be okay. That's the good news. You can actually prepare for this, and we can make it through together. So thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams here of brightvideos.com. Take care, everybody. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief, and don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor, but when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.